We are reading in the writings of Bala Sulam, the article is The Essence of Religion and Its Purpose. We're under the heading Two Paths, a Path of Pain and a Path of Torah.
Yes, please.
We have shown that the Creator is the absolute good. He watches us in complete benevolence, without a hint of evil, and in a purposeful guidance. This means that His guidance compels us to undergo a series of phases by way of cause and effect, meaning preceding and resulting, until we are qualified to receive the desired benefit, and then we will arrive at our purpose just as a ripe and fine-looking fruit. By this, we understand that this purpose is guaranteed for us all, or else you doubt His guidance, saying it is insufficient for its purpose. Our sages said, Shechina in the lower ones, a high need. Meaning that since His guidance is purposeful and aims to eventually bring us to Dvikut with Him, so He would reside within us. This is regarded as a high need. Meaning, if we do not come to that, we will find ourselves regarding His guidance as flawed. This is similar to a great king who had a son at an old age, and he was very fond of him. Hence, since the day he was born, he thought of only good things for him. He collected the finest, wisest, and most precious books in the kingdom, and built for him a school for wisdom. He sent after the finest builders and built palaces of pleasure. He gathered all the musicians and singers and built for him concert halls and called the finest bakers and chefs to provide him with all the delicacies built. But alas, the son grew up to be a fool with no desire for knowledge, and he was blind and could not see or feel the beauty of the buildings. He was also deaf, unable to hear the poems and the music, and he was ill, a diabetic, permitted to eat only coarse flour, bread, arising contempt and wrath. However, such a thing may happen to a flesh and blood king, but cannot be said about the Creator, where there cannot be any deceit. Therefore, He has prepared for us two paths of development. One, the first is a path of suffering, which is the conduct of development of creation from within itself. By its own nature, it is compelled to follow a way of cause and effect in varying consecutive states, which slowly develop us until we come to a resolution to choose the good and reject the bad, and to be qualified for the purpose as He desires. But that path is indeed a long and painful one. Two, therefore He prepared for us a pleasant and good way, which is the path of Torah and mitzvot, which can qualify us for our purpose painlessly and
quickly.
It turns out that our final aim is to be qualified for Dvekut with Him, for Him to reside within us. That aim is a certainty, and there is no way to deviate from it, since His guidance supervises us in both paths, which are the path of suffering and the path of Torah. But looking at the actual reality, we find that His guidance comes simultaneously in both paths, which our sages refer to as the way of the earth and the way of Torah.
Questions, please. Moscow one.
Отсюда получается, что наша цель — это наша подготовка, готовность.
It turns out from this that our goal is our readiness for adhesion with the Creator.
I didn't understand. Repeat, please.
Не само слияние является нашей целью, а...
Meaning that it's not the adhesion itself that is our goal, but the willingness for it.
Of course. Because our adhesion in the Creator depends on as much as we get forces for it from Him. But as much forces as we get is as much as we're willing for it, meaning ask for it. Ask for adhesion. And then the forces for it is something we get from above, meaning except for prayer, we really have nothing to do. Only the request. But in this request, we already have a great preparation that we have to go through all kinds of states in order to know what to ask for, what, why to ask for it, who to ask for. That already depends on our work. But after everything, when we turn to Him and ask, that's it. The rest we get from above. PT19.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. I want to do a little scrutiny with you because His providence is purposeful, which will lead us eventually to adhesion with Him. That's clear. For Him to reside in us, that's a high need. Meaning if we don't come to this, we will, God forbid, find a problem with His guidance. We don't have this adhesion for the time being. And he writes not only that, that if we won't adhere to Him, we could, God forbid, suffer all the time. So what do you suggest? From your experience, what did you do?
I recommend to go as Baal HaSulam writes. And also what Rabash scrutinizes out of that. Those two sources for us are everything. Completely everything, like our two eyes. Baal HaSulam says it in a very exalted manner and very determined. And Rabash, in a way that's closer to us, he explains like an educator. He does it. But both of them, that's where we really have to put our heart in advance.
Okay, but how can you rise above seemingly this hard labor, above the suffering that we're all going through? You see what's going on in the world today?
That all depends as much as you give importance to the work of the Creator upon us.
Does it seem to you that we're not getting answers?
According to the result, obviously not.
What does it mean to give importance to the work of the Creator? For example, in the morning. Give an example. What does it mean, importance? How do you see the importance that we're not...
Importance mean that I invest myself as much as I possibly can in studying and in organizing my connection to the friends to such an extent that's what I'm constantly doing. That this whole world and my family and everything I have to do outside of the group, for me, it's a secondary thing. Not that I'm disregarding it, but I relate to it in one way. Just like I have to breathe in order to live, so I also need that.
That's the whole point. How do you attain what you just said right now? Because actually,
it all depends on importance as much as you awaken it in the group. That's it. If we create such an environment called a group, and this group will influence me to such an extent that I won't want anything except for our connection and revelation of the Creator in the connection between us. And there's a point in each and every one that we need to awaken more.
We need to ask that, but how do we practically do this, what you suggested?
Start evoking one another, start warming each other up, and you'll see that you can. The world won't get better. You want the world to push you ahead, so please, there'll be blows, including wars and more problems. Or you advance now on your own.
Meaning this should be led, first of all, by prayer, you're saying?
Only prayer. Efforts and prayer, but efforts. If you don't do anything and you don't ask for anything, so nothing will happen. If you did something and didn't succeed, then you can come to the Creator and cry and He'll help you. Just like a child that comes to his mother, that it doesn't work for him and then he cries and then she helps him because there is something to help. But if he didn't do anything and he cries, so what should he help with?
Sorry for continuing to ask you, but you're saying effort. What is that effort that you're talking about all the time? What's this effort?
Efforts and connection between us to such an extent that from that effort we'll get a plea to the Creator. To such an extent that the Creator will start answering that plea of ours.
Yeah. Brazil too.
Hello, Chav. Hello, World Kli. Chav, this is a very exact question the Sfika was asking. It kind of brought me resemblance because we read all these words 100,000 times. I hear the Rav telling me, and maybe like all of a sudden I wake up, and the next moment it's gone, like it disappears. Like I put on a shirt. Oh, it feels good. Yes, it's working. This, everybody looks and says, yes, good for you. This is the shirt we want you to wear. And then all of a sudden I'm without a shirt again. Like it comes off. How can I wear these words? The Kabbalists are telling me, love your friend as yourself. You know, do this. What am I doing wrong?
You cannot do it, not all the time, and not even for one moment. You can't. But only if you try to do it, and you'll see as much as you can do it. And along with that, with the friends together, you'll discover that it's essential. But I can't. But you must. But I can't. What should I do? So from this, you reach a cry to the Creator. That's exactly that cry that the sons of Israel cried, and it brought them to come out of Egypt. That's it. Only in that way.
Thank you, Ron.
Florida.
Yes, thank you, Rav. I was thinking while we were reading this that there's almost like a path in between these paths where you feel the suffering, even though you want to go on the path of Torah, you still feel suffering. But in the end here, it says that his guidance comes simultaneously on in both paths. Is this kind of where this fits in? To not be too confusing.
You're
still confused because you're speaking about a state you haven't got to yet. When you get there, you'll see how it's clothed one in the other. Carmiel.
Доброе утро, Рав. Доброе утро, товарищи. Рав, скажите, пожалуйста, вот у меня товарищи, каждый занимается своим делом. Кто-то в распространении, кто-то больше в группе, как бы.
The friends each have their own engagement, and one more in dissemination, one more in work in the group, and each really invests a lot of efforts. What's to do so that this effort will be one and concentrated?
We gradually discover it, and we can learn it theoretically, but from our life, we reach an understanding that that's what we need to do and not otherwise. And for that, it says there's no wise as the experienced, only from practical experience. That's what we can do.
PT7.
It's true that we need practical advice, but he says here that the path of Torah is in a short period of time. What does it mean to rise on the path of Torah in the fastest and shortest way?
What we try to do, we speed up the time. We want to perform actions that will shorten the times and develop us very quickly. Look at the title to what we just read. The essence of religion is to develop in us the sense of recognition of evil. So now the question is, there should be a greater evil or only a greater recognition of the evil? So he writes, it has to develop the sense of recognition of evil. It doesn't have to get more bad. It can just be a little bit. Oh, ow, I got some kind of a sting, and that's enough. But it has to happen to recognize the evil in the smallest way, and then from that, through the method, can understand what the evil is and how to move away from it and how to rise above it. That's what we want to acquire with the help of the wisdom of Kabbalah.
Bulgaria.
Привет, Рав.
Привет.
Hello, Rav.
Под Торой, под землей. Это
the two paths, the path of Torah and the path of the earth, are these extreme states? Are there something in the middle between them? Are they two?
There's something in the middle, but Kabbalists don't define it. There's the path of Torah and the path of suffering, and in the middle, it's things that we need to scrutinize. Usually, it's a state, it's a problematic state that it's hard to scrutinize in words. But we'll talk about it too. You're right. And the development.
Yes, the essence of religion is to develop in us the sense of the recognition of evil. Our sages say, why should the Creator mind whether one slays at the throat or at the back of the neck? After all, the mitzvot were only given to cleanse people. The matter of the cleansing had been thoroughly clarified in the article Matan Torah, but here I would like to clear up the essence of that development, which is attained through the engagement in Torah and mitzvot. Bear in mind that it is the recognition of the evil within us that the engagement in mitzvot can slowly and gradually purify those who delve in them. And the scale by which we measure the degrees of cleansing is the measure of the recognition of evil in him. Man is naturally ready to repel and root out any evil from within him. In this, all people are the same. But the difference between one person and the next is only in the recognition of evil. One, a more developed person recognizes in himself a greater measure of evil, and hence repels and separates the evil from within to a greater extent. Two, the undeveloped senses in himself only a small amount of evil and will therefore repel only a small amount of evil. As a result, he leaves all his filth within, for he does not recognize it as filth. To avoid tiring the reader, we will clarify the general meaning of good and bad, as it has been explained in the article Matan Torah. Evil, in general, is nothing more than self-love, which is called egoism. Since it is opposite in form from the Creator, who hasn't any will to receive for himself, but only to bestow. We have explained in Matan Torah that pleasure and sublimity are measured by the extent of equivalence of form with the Maker. And two, suffering and intolerance are measured by the extent of disparity of form from the Maker. Thus, egoism is loathsome and pains us, as its form is opposite from the Maker. But this loathing is not divided equally among us. Rather, it is given in varying measures. The crass, undeveloped person does not recognize egoism as bad at all. Therefore, he uses it openly, without any shame or restraint, stealing and murdering in broad daylight wherever he can. The somewhat more developed senses some measure of their egoism as bad and are at least ashamed to use it in public. Stealing and killing openly, but in secret, they still commit their crimes, but are careful that no one will see them. The even more developed sense egoism as so loathsome that they cannot tolerate it in them and reject it completely. As much as they detect of it, until they cannot and do not want to enjoy the labor of others. Then begin to emerge in them sparks of love of others called altruism, which is the general attribute of goodness. But that too evolves gradually. First develops love and desire to bestow upon one's family and kin. As in the verse, do not ignore your own flesh.
When one develops further, one's attribute of bestowal expands to all the people around him, being one's townspeople or one's nation, and so on. It adds until he finally develops love for the whole of humanity.
Questions, please.
Moscow 1.
Moscow 1.
То насколько человек развитый? Насколько это...
As much as a person is more developed, how much does that depend on his natural attributes or qualities?
Obviously, it depends on as much by the way he's born, with what qualities, but more important is it depends as much as it depends on the root of his soul, to what part of Adam Rishon he belongs to, his soul. From that general soul called Adam Rishon. And then it depends as much as that part of his from the soul of Adam Rishon as much as it developed because that's what we can see in this world, that there are people that people that are more ancient or less ancient, that also influences it. It's not that it doesn't belong so much to corrections, but that's how it works.
Kiev 1.
Это расширение способности любить от семьи к человечеству.
This expansion of the ability to love from the family to humanity, from the ten to humanity. How does that happen? I'm trying first to love my friend and then all the people.
That depends on as much as they are developed. And the development takes place on two lines, pain and suffering, or pleasures. And as much as he is incorporated of this and that, he can understand more the pleasure or pain that is in him and in others, and the relations between them. And from this, he learns and can understand the others, and to incorporate in the others. And that's called that he's developed. Meaning, whoever got a lot of blows, it turns out that he's more developed than someone who got less. There is also obviously some influence from the root of the soul, but we're speaking not about the root, we can't influence it, but the process that we're going through. So the blows develop the world and man, as it's written, that how does the salt softens the meat, so the blows soften the heart. Well, this is all obviously not equal to everybody, but this is how it happens. There are a lot of things in this. Okay, but... Николай в Сочи.
Раф, подскажите, а почему здесь в одной цепочке увязано и родственники, семья, и общество, и человечество?
Why in one chain does it connect also family and relatives, and also society and humanity? After all, the family and the relatives is something that gives a lot of benefit to the ego, but the humanity...
The ego that develops, first of all, it pushes man to be close to relatives, and we see how in history everything started from families, and then these families grow and become more distant, and even they become enemies to one another. That's how it works. The ego develops in such a way. It's the continuing of the shattering that happened in the spiritual world and continues till the ego in this world, and also divides us more and more and more.
Можно маленький момент, Раф?
Да.
Более общий. Вот вы сказали перед песней, что мы...
There's a more general thing here. You said before the song that we can manage to understand what we need to do after you won't be with us. Do we need to hurry up? Is it easier for us to enter this process while you're with us? Or?
As much as you can, you have to speed up the times. The quicker you can to connect, because afterwards the state will be less worthy for attaining the goal. Meaning, still you'll keep going on the path. But the time, the time will take longer.
Moscow 7.
Moscow 7.
Да, когда человек видит зло снаружи себя и страдает от этого, не может...
When a person sees the evil outside of him and he suffers from that, he can't reject it because he doesn't see it inside him. So how to hasten this process?
By trying to see himself on the side. On the side. Those are the discernments we need to add to us. And then, according to that, to try and correct ourselves. In other words, to incorporate with the others as much as possible.
Kab U7.
Yes, thank you, Ralph. So, I think yesterday we were talking about private providence. I just want to know, does that mean a Kabbalist is born a Kabbalist?
No, nobody's born a Kabbalist. Everybody are born like little animals, and then they grow. And then it depends on as much as a grown person invests more forces to grow more. It doesn't matter how important or smart his parents are, they could be great Kabbalists. It still all depends on man himself. We're going to women internet.
A
question from the Hebrew group. What helps to receive the sense of recognition of evil? What hastens the process that has to do with the recognition of evil?
The sense of recognition of evil only depends on the extent of the connection of mine with the group. That only to the extent of the connection I can see my evil. Next.
A question from Germany about the root of the soul. Does the root of the soul have any relevance, practical relevance that we can work with actively, or is it just a general explanation for more understanding?
Both. We'll scrutinize these things. We won't be able to understand them now. Next.
From Latin 21, is accepting the states that we go through what will cause us to eventually move away from the path of suffering?
Obviously, we're going to move away from the suffering because we're going to understand the root and we'll justify it. And that's how we can advance. Yeah?
Shela Mibru.
Question from Hebrew. Can we demand the path of Torah from the Creator for every person upon earth?
What do you mean to demand through?
Can we demand for the path of Torah from the Creator for every person on earth?
Yes, in the end, obviously, we're all one soul. Next.
Question from a student. This evening, like every evening, hundreds of women are gathering for the women common prayer. Is this one action that we can do that will add to this action? What's our next stage, next state as women?
Your next stage is women to pray to the Creator for the success of the men. That you all connect for the men to succeed. That for sure will help us all advance. That's it.
That's it. Thank you, Rav.
So tell me that's it. Why are you silent?
Gilad?
Yes, should we continue reading?
Where are we?
We're in the heading conscious development and unconscious development.
Let's read.
Okay, again, the heading conscious development and unconscious development. Bear in mind that two forces serve to push us up the rungs of the aforementioned ladder until we reach its head in the sky, which is the purposeful point of equivalence of form with our Maker. The difference between these two forces is that the first pushes us involuntarily, meaning not of our own choice. This force pushes us from behind, and it is called from behind. The repulsive force to something that's behind him. And we defined it as the path of pain or the way of the earth. From that path stems the philosophy of morality, which is called ethics, which is based on empirical knowledge, meaning through examination of the practical reason. The essence of that teaching is but a summary of the evident damages that result from the nucleons of egoism. These experiences come to us by chance, meaning not as a result of our conscious choice, but they are certain to lead us to their goal, for the image of evil grows even ever clearer to our senses. And to the extent that we recognize its damages, to that extent, we remove ourselves from it and climb to a higher rung on the ladder. The second force pushes us voluntarily, meaning of our own choice. That force pulls us from before and is called from before. One that pulls to something that is ahead of it. This is what we defined as the path of Torah and mitzvot, since for engaging in mitzvot and work to bring contentment to our Maker rapidly develops in us that sense of recognition of evil, as we have shown in Matan Torah. Here we benefit twice. One, we do not have to wait for life's ordeals to push us from behind, whose measure of goading is measured only by the amount of agony and destruction inflicted upon us by finding the evil within us. Rather, as we work for the Creator, that recognition develops in us without any prior suffering or ruin. On the contrary, through the subtle pleasantness which we feel when we are working solely for Him to bring Him contentment, there develops within us a relative recognition of the lowliness of these sparks of self-love, that they are obstacles on our way to receiving
that subtle taste of bestowal upon the Creator. Thus, the gradual sense of recognition of evil evolves in us through times of delight and great tranquility, meaning through reception of the good while serving the Creator out of our sensation of the pleasantness and gentleness that reach us due to the equivalence of form with our Maker. Two, we save time, for he operates according to our own volition, thus enabling us to increase our work and hasten time as we please.
Okay, well, and here, I hope you'll read it throughout the day, and let's go to info. What do they want from us?
Hello, Rav. Hello, tens of the world, Kli. We are here representing the convention content team, world social teams, the 10 task team, all of the teams that have been gearing up for the very special convention ahead of us. We have many and concern for our common journey towards Congress and inviting you all to join us now. First, preparation in the hearts of our tens. Thought and intention of rising above ourselves as one world Kli. Now we are in the lessons of exiting ourselves, preparing to enter only the Friends World Kabbalah Convention. This convention is to work and show others and each to everyone that they are a group, one world group that can discuss, ask, answer, and truly be in those discussions. That is called a convention by all means, not a lesson with Rev and the students. Today and tomorrow, while we make last preparations on the website, we encourage you all, whether you have heard about the Congress or just hearing about it for the first time now, to discuss in your tents your mutual guarantee towards Congress. So what's in store for our preparation period? Everything will be found easily and accessible for everyone through the website. And the activities that we can participate in are the daily tasks, our prayer, building a Kli for the Creator. Each day, we prepare the prayers in our tent, and we have a platform on the website where we can share those prayers, a daily commitment, but one where we can clothe in the prayers of our friends. We have the weekly Avot activity, where week by week an activity for the 10 based on the lesson topics is available, and where we can share the results and impressions together on the Lino board, a place where we paint the universal unity of B'nai Baruch and our beloved Gifts of Love projects. We have the format we are all familiar with, the tens clips, where each ten has the possibility to create a short clip to raise the spirits and the importance for the friends, and a new addition from last Congress, the Regional Gifts of Love Project. For some tens who don't have the editing skills but still want to participate and join together in giving a gift to the world Kli. Three activities, all on the webpage and optional, but according to their importance, we are able to help each other feel the joy and importance of being together in this moment in preparation, building a network of connections for the love of the Creator between us. And that's not it. Brother Anne-Pierre?
Yeah, thank you, Bradley. Wow, what a lot of preparation. This must be a huge success. Friends, we always speak about the Common Congress to be the most important, and we know we have to influence each other positively, even if the Egyptians make us feel tired, distracted, or, God forbid, make us feel indifferent. But what if this is the truth, that the Common Congress is really the most important Congress there is? It's important for our connection and our unity. It's important for our development as a spiritual conduit, for the world, which is so much in need of this light. So the Creator arranged everything for us, and it's now up to us to work with it. You could say that this Congress is in need of us. It's in need of our connection and deficiency, our deficiency for the force of bestowal. So let's start today by increasing our focus and concentration. let's feel blessed for the opportunity that is in front of us. Let's feel engaged and committed because of the incredible importance of it. Let's feel happy because the Creator is near. He's granting us our next state of connection and unity. And most of all, let's feel deficient to want to leave our self-love and to only want to bestow. Friends, just to give you an opportunity to additional in awakening your tents, to invest and increase importance, to put with capital letters in your schedules and in your hearts, that from now till the Congress, every week, the following Congress-related gatherings will occur. Every Thursday, so this is tomorrow, there will be an Arvut gathering. It will be straight after the morning lesson, and after the Arvut gathering, there will be a social team meeting. The social team meeting will be both for men and for women, so it's very important. On Friday, we will have our global Yeshivat Havarim. It will also be Congress-related, the same as for our Sunday Congress Yeshivat Havarim, but in front of it is the Congress gathering. It's 1 hour before the Yeshivat Havarim on Sunday. So friends, this reality is for us only about me for the others and the others for me. And the Creator gave us this connection, this arvut, this love to be revealed. It's up to us to make it real by asking Him to do just that. So only together, friends, L'chaim. Let's go back to Gilad right now.
And announcements, this World Social Team invites everyone to participate every day in our world prayers for the men at 3 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. Israel time. The meetings will take place in Zoom and will be broadcasted on Sviva Tova. For women, 7:30 p.m. Israel time, and in addition, there's a Zoom that is open around the clock. Whoever is free is invited. The broadcast of recorded lessons sessions today, news program with Dr. Michael Lightman from 10 to 10:30 a.m. Israel time, and the program An Inside Look with Dr. Michael Lightman at 10:30. And we will conclude with a song.
Quante volte ti sei chiesto la ragione perché esisto, non c'è vita senza luce, è un bisogno che conduce da una supplica del cuore a scoprire il vero amore che ti porta all'unione con gli amici e a una missione, conseguir la libertà, conseguir la libertà, conseguir la libertà, conseguir la libertà. Conseguir la libertad, conseguir la libertad, conseguir la libertad, conseguir la libertad. Con gli amici, con gli amici, solo uniti tu e gli amici, fai cambiare la ricezione con la luce di d'azione. Con gli amici, solo uniti tu e gli amici. Vai a cambiare la ricezione con la luce di d'azione. Rivelato questo, hai scoperto qual è il nesso di una vita di ricezione, senza scopo e depressione, al mattino puoi cambiare, con gli amici qui a studiare, solo insieme arriveremo, la correzione raggiungeremo, connetterci col Creator, connetterci col Creator, connetterci col Creator, connetterci. Col Creator, connetterci col Creator, connetterci col Creator, connetterci col Creator, connetterci col Creator. Con gli amici, solo uniti, tu e gli amici, vai a cambiare la ricezione con la luce di d'azione. Con gli amici, solo uniti, tu e gli amici. Cambiare la ricezione. con la luce di d'azione. Pa 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 p